The Humane Society and other groups had sued the Fish and Wildlife Service over how the agency had handled this year's permitting process for lethal control of gray wolves that depredate or attack livestock in Wisconsin and Michigan. A federal judge has voided the permits, so the Wisconsin DNR says problem wolves won't be killed here for at least the rest of 2005. DNR wolf expert Adrian Weideman says 29 wolves have been euthanized in the state this year, including many who were killed since the lawsuit was filed last month. But Weideman says the lethal control effort was about to wind down.
Most of our depredations occur in early midsummer when calves are still relatively small and wolf pups are still small and they're not very mobile, and that if a pack sets up its home range where the pups are being kept close to a farm area, then there's greater risk of depredation. But by late September, packs become more mobile within their territories.
Weideman says any wolves that harm livestock now will be relocated, but he says Wisconsin is running out of room to place problem wolves.
Where we release wolves, there's a risk the wolves themselves will be killed by whatever wolves are already living there, or there's a risk that wolves will go to some new site and cause depredation at a new location.
Weideman says experience has shown wolves have to be moved at least 40 miles or they'll return to where they cause problems. Weideman says Wisconsin will apply for a new lethal control permit next year, and he expects the permitting process will go more smoothly. Chuck Hornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.